So there is a conspiracy theory starring me, which is not unusual. There always is, or at least there usually is one at any given time. The interesting thing about this theory and why I'm covering it is it shows kind of how these types of conspiracy theories develop. So the conspiracy theory is this. Because I posted on the Q&A website Quora about a Filipino religion called the Iglesia Ni Cristo, rather, and because there's another woman who I won't name because I don't want to give her any more attention, but another woman who desperately wants people to believe that she's Q, also had some weird relationship with this religion where she. I have no idea exactly what happened, and I don't think anybody does because she's just so all over the place that it's hard to say what really happened. But she had some weird falling out with them and somehow got on Filipino news way back in the day. So with those two things, apparently she really is involved with the Watkinses somehow. So I guess in this episode, I'll talk about the Iglesia Ni Cristo because they're very interesting, actually. And I'll talk about them, and then as I talk about them, hopefully you'll realize why this is total bullshit and why anybody that lives in the Philippines for an extended period of time would have to come into at least some sort of knowledge of this church because, first of all, they're the largest religion created in the Philippines. They're not the only religion created in the Philippines. Of course, there are pre-Columbian religions, but those don't tend to have the numbers that the modern religions have. Besides the Iglesia Ni Cristo, there are the church that's known as the Agulhipayan Church. It was created by a Catholic priest who basically became in schism with the Catholic Church after the Philippine independence, and that independence was short-lived. Obviously, the Americans would soon colonize, but he started his own religion, which is now today known as the Iglesia Filipina Independiente. That's their official name, but they tend to prefer that you call them, or rather, that's their official name, but most people call them Agulhipayans. Based on the name of their founder. Obviously that they don't prefer that. Another indigenous Filipino religion is Dating Daan. They are not as big as the other two, but they are interesting nonetheless because they do a lot of missionary work, and if you ride around Manila, you'll often see their little offices and churches, but they aren't as noticeable as the other two religions. However, they always have very large signs on their churches that say Ang Dating Daan, which in Tagalog means like the old ways or the old path. You know, it's the same kind of Christian restorationist message that really you see everywhere. I mean, and that's true of the three major, you know, Filipino indigenous religions that have the most numbers that I just talked about. The Agulhipayans are not so much restorationist, but they believe that Filipinos remaining Catholic is not right because the Catholic Church did so much wrong to Filipinos, and so Filipinos should form their own independent church, which still has a lot of the traditions of Catholicism and the same spiritual calendar, and they still do liturgy, mass, but just without any Roman Catholic hierarchy. They're actually in full union with the Church of England, so that's interesting. But the main topic of this video is, of course, the Iglesia Ni Cristo, which I like to think of them, and this is only recent that I started thinking of them this way after I wrote a little bit on Twitter about it, but it really is a perfect description. Somebody gave me this in the replies that they really are like Filipino Mormons. The foundation of their church happened in kind of a similar era, not really. Felix Manalo was born, you know, much later in history than Joseph Smith, so his church kind of came about in a very different time. He died in 1968. However, there are a lot of similarities between the Mormons and the Iglesia Ni Cristo. First of all, they are a restorationist kind of theology. They totally deny that any other Christian religion is legitimate in any way. They are very insular. They don't really do a whole lot of, you know, inter-religious meetings or things like that. The church also has a lot of control over what its members believe. And the reason that they're of such interest to any foreigner who ends up in the Philippines, well, there are a few. One reason is that in order to express their power in Filipino society, they do two things, block voting and then road protests. So block voting obviously is what it sounds like. The minister of whatever local INC church will tell all of the members, essentially, this is who you're voting for, and they will all do it, because they view it as kind of a religious obligation. But the road protesting is kind of the first time you'll notice them affecting your daily life. Because if some local politician, or even national politician, is doing something that they are very offended by, they will send their members out into the streets to protest, and specifically to block major roads, such as EDSA, that's the main road in Manila, Epifanio de los Santos. They will block roads and put up their banners, and because there are so many people there, it's very hard for the police to disperse them. And that's the whole point. Oftentimes, local politicians are willing to do almost anything to get all of these, you know, Iglesia Ni Cristo members out of the street. I have sat in traffic many times, actually, and realized that miles up ahead, there are Iglesia Ni Cristo members blocking the road. And so, obviously, traffic can still flow. You have to use alternate routes. And in a third world country that already, on a good day, has traffic that's hours long to even go a few kilometers, you can imagine how much that affects things when a major road is blocked. I mean, it really can turn a 20-minute ride into 3 hours. So that's a very powerful political tool that they have. Another reason that you might notice them is, and this is why I have the Flying Church in the title screen, is the Iglesia Ni Cristo have a very strange belief compared to other Christian denominations, and I think that it's unique. So they believe that during the end times, during the rapture, essentially, God from heaven will call all of the Iglesia Ni Cristo churches, no other churches, up to him in heaven. And there are various descriptions of how this is going to happen. My favorite description is obviously that they will just, you know, rockets will just appear on the bottom and they will just rocket up into space to meet God. It's actually blasphemy in the Iglesia Ni Cristo religion to depict this, though. So the conspiracy theory that I am somehow a member, or that, you know, my ex-wife is a member, or that I'm related to this religion, is false. However, with that said, I would say that, much like the Mormons, the Iglesia Ni Cristo, even though they have in Filipino society a certain, you know, people don't tend to like the fact that they do this block voting, and they see it as damaging to democracy. They don't like the fact that they block roads all the time. However, they are seen kind of like the Mormons as being overly clean, overly friendly, overly on time, especially on time, and honest, that kind of thing. So they're kind of seen in the same way as the Mormons in that way. And another thing about them is that they have a belief that it isn't really wrong to profit on this earth, right? And so their belief is that God is showing favor on their family by making them rich. And so it is seen as basically, in some ways, equal to being a pastor or a preacher to be a rich INC member. You are seen as just as valuable because they have mandatory tithing of 10%, and the pastor and the deacons go around and they collect it. And I've heard from members that there's even a lot of paperwork. They even accept credit cards, right? Like, they really want to make sure that you're not lying about their income. They're kind of like the IRS. They really check. So if you're a doctor or a lawyer, and also in the Iglesia Ni Cristo, you have an edge over the other members. And people are just taught to believe that you're more blessed. Totally the opposite of Roman Catholic teaching. So what that means is a lot of Iglesia Ni Cristo members try to get into the lay professions. And they are definitely way overrepresented among doctors and lawyers. So being a foreigner in the Philippines, if you have to see a doctor, it is quite likely, especially if you have medical issues like I do, that require you to see many specialties, that eventually you are going to run into an Iglesia Ni Cristo doctor. And it'll be pretty obvious to you if you do, because they aren't really shy about their religion. They either will have a piece of jewelry or something on their clothing with the Iglesia Ni Cristo banner, or they will have a certificate of their membership in their office, so you'll know. You'll also notice by the lack of what most other Filipino doctors would have. Most Filipino doctors would have traditional Catholic religious elements in their offices, right? Or they would be wearing, I don't know, a rosary or a cross necklace, that kind of thing. But Iglesia Ni Cristo would not. So that's one way that you can know. So I guess what I'm saying with all of this is, Iglesia Ni Cristo is definitely a cult, but they are not a totally mysterious, small religion. And anybody that goes to the Philippines for a long time would be expected to see them. For example, you ride around Manila and you'll notice their churches because, as part of the belief that the churches fly into heaven, they have an extreme level of importance that I've never seen in any other Christian religion towards the physical appearance of the church. So they want their church to just be perfect at all times. And so they make it as clean as possible. They must be just repainting them every year. And of course, all of this is volunteer maintenance. They want their church to basically look like, a cathedral at all times. And you don't tend to see with them, like you would with, let's say, Jehovah's Witnesses, them meeting in a very shabby building, right? They want to meet in a palace, and they do. Even in the far-flung provinces, I looked up images online, and actually, the church that I used as the reference for my Blender model is from a province. It's from Nabua. So that is a very representative church. It's just part of their religion. So that's interesting. And you really can't avoid noticing it because, especially some of their churches, you'll see this like huge gate that is sparkling white, and this church inside, that looks just perfectly clean. And then right outside, you'll oftentimes see a homeless person. So I've even seen naked people on the street next to their churches and just slums all around. So that is very interesting, and it definitely catches your eye, and you'll wonder, like, what is that? And oftentimes, if you're with a Filipino, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, that's a cult, that's a local cult, and if you try to get them to explain more, they'll tell you about, the Iglesia Ni Cristo and Felix Manalo and a little of the story, whatever they know. Yeah, Felix Manalo, the founder of this religion, has an interesting story. Kind of like Joseph Smith, he had this period in his youth where he was reading the Bible and reading a lot of Protestant literature and questioning a lot of Catholic doctrines based on the fact that he couldn't find them in the Bible, or he couldn't use the Bible only to explain why they exist. And of course, Catholics would say that the traditions are, that they don't necessarily need to only come from the Bible, but that's another whole other story. But he decided that basically Catholicism was a lie, and he bounced between a bunch of different religions, and even had a period where he wasn't religious at all, although the modern Iglesia Ni Cristo really tries to wipe that from memory. He eventually founded the church in 1914 and was its leader until his death. The church's upper management is very much a family affair. You have Felix Manalo, who was the founder, and then I believe it's Eñado Manalo was the second one, and then the current leader is Eduardo Manalo. And these people are very powerful. Eduardo Manalo has even met with President Duterte, who definitely does not just meet anyone. He, wants their votes. They're very, think about it, they're the third largest religion. And the second largest religion, which is Islam, only has three times as many members as they do. So they're very powerful in Filipino society. Also, the thing about their power is it's very concentrated where I lived, that is in Metro Manila. They, and more generally, the island of Luzon, they really are concentrated there. And sometimes, if they need to swing an election, they will even tell their members that live in far-flung provinces, especially their poorer members that can very easily, well, not very easily, but their poorer members that could be convinced to move with not that much money. Let's put it that way. I've heard stories about their church pastor, deacon, whatever, telling them, God has a mission for you in Metro Manila. You need to move to Metro Manila. And, usually the church won't help you much, but they'll help you a little. Another fascinating thing about the Iglesia Ni Cristo is that they are the owners of the largest stadium in the world, the Philippine Arena. It is located in northern Luzon. I have never been to it, but I've driven past it. You can't avoid it. If you're in Metro Manila and you're driving up Luzon, you'll definitely see this huge Philippine arena. And the internet tells me that it has a Guinness World Record for the largest indoor arena in the world. So that's something. I guess every year they have some kind of meeting there, similar to what the Jehovah's Witnesses do. I don't know too much about that, but I have heard that to try to get people to go, because they have a lot of members in poverty, they offer free rice. So if you go there, you can get some free rice, and that way they pack the house. Sounds like a good deal if you ask me. So, yeah, that's the Iglesia Ni Cristo, obviously. I'm not a member, and this conspiracy theory is ridiculous, but it's interesting because conspiracy theories often work on connections, right? So they work on a different way of coming up with evidence than, let's say consensus reality, right? It's enough to just say, this person at this time talked about this thing. This other person at this time talked about this thing. And also, these two people were in the same country at around the same time. So even though we don't, have any proof that they met or even have second level acquaintances, there's some connection there. And that's really what conspiracy theories are about. It's all about connections and trying to connect people together through, as few layers of interaction as possible. So the idea that because I posted at one time on Quora about this church that I'm somehow a member. By the way, my post was not even positive. All it was I'm pretty sure I was Googling, why does the Iglesia Ni Cristo not celebrate Christmas? And I came across a Quora page that didn't really answer it, and so I tried to answer it, pretty sure. I don't really answer questions that much on Quora anymore, but at the time I wrote that answer in 2017, I was still doing that. Most of the time, if I want to write free content, I do it on Wikipedia or Stack Exchange now. I edit Wikipedia a lot, and I plan to talk about that in another episode of this, but I really think that there is something to be learned from this event, and there's something to be learned from this church as well, because one thing that's fascinated me is that the Iglesia Ni Cristo is so unknown outside of the Philippines that is another way that this conspiracy theory could probably gain traction, because you would see that word, Iglesia Ni Cristo, and you would not recognize it, but you would say, oh boy, it sure is strange that these two people have a connection to this organization I've never heard of. And obviously, if you aren't Filipino and you don't know anybody that is, it's very unlikely that you're going to ever come into contact with this religion. It is true that they do have churches in the US. However, those churches are usually only serving the Filipino diaspora. Now, there is no rule in the Iglesia Ni Cristo that you have to be Filipino to be a member. Foreign members are very welcome. However, most foreigners would never convert into this religion unless they were converting due to marriage. That is the main way that foreigners get involved. Well, luckily, I can thank my lucky stars that that is not the case for me. So anybody that has experience with the Philippines would know that, talking about the Iglesia Ni Cristo is not really that amazing because it's always a topic of discussion because, every 2 weeks they're blocking a road for some reason or another. But if you've never been there, let's see, what else can I say about the INC? Oh, one more thing. The Iglesia Ni Cristo has this very strange policy where they tell their members, like I said earlier when I was talking about the Philippine arena, getting butts in seats is very important to them, and they will go to great lengths to do it. It doesn't matter if it's the Philippine arena or the local church. And so, not only is it part of their religion that their churches are, will blast off into outer space to meet God. It's also part of their religion that unless you have a good reason, you cannot miss church. That if you do, you might miss the rapture because they believe that the rapture will occur during an Iglesia Ni Cristo church service. So that's why the churches blast off into space, because that is literally all of the Iglesia Ni Cristo members meeting God in heaven, because they're all in church. Now, some allowances are made for the ones that are sick, I guess they float up themselves, or I don't know. That's not really well explained, but it's very much you snooze, you lose. And there's a joke in the Philippines about this because the Philippines, much like Latin America, it isn't seen as being very rude to be a little bit late to something. I even adopted that a little, and it's gotten me in trouble here in the US, but it's not seen as so rude to be 5, 10, 20 minutes late to something. People there jokingly call it Filipino time. But a joke that people often said when I was there is that the only Filipino you can count on to always be on time is an Iglesia Ni Cristo member. Because they're so punctual, because due to this religious doctrine, the Iglesia Ni Cristo deacons actually lock the doors when it's I guess, I don't know, 9 a.m. or whenever they decide that, church has started. So you need to be in that building by then. Otherwise, you might miss the rapture. And, you'll be sitting outside in your faithless situation while all your cohorts in the Iglesia Ni Cristo are flying into heaven. And apparently, they believe that God understands if you were late for a reason that wasn't your own fault, that kind of thing. But they also, much like a lot of other guilt-based religions, are very into interrogating yourself. And did you really do everything you could to be on time? You know that the traffic in the Philippines is bad, don't you? You're Filipino, so you should know. So therefore, maybe you should have left 5 minutes early, 10 minutes earlier. Did you really try your best? So yeah, that's the Iglesia Ni Cristo. The Tagalog word for them, the members, that's why it's so hard to translate, is mga ka-INC, which, I don't know how you would translate that. INCers? The prefix ka basically makes a noun a group of people related to that noun. And mga is their plural. So, yeah, it's kind of untranslatable in a simple way. You would just have to say Iglesia Ni Cristo members, which is long. Anyway, that's it. This is kind of a short one. This is episode 2. Next time, I'm going to talk about NFTs. I was supposed to do that this time, but I decided to talk about this instead. Like I said, this is very informal. I am not doing a schedule or promising that it's going to be on a certain date or a certain topic. I said, I guess I'm on Filipino time, right? You can't expect the Hell World Dispatch to come when you want it. It just comes when it comes. And, yeah, peace out.